What could people passing by have been thinking on that Saturday afternoon recently?
So as he steps down?
When they saw the little group of us crouching, peering into a nickel-sized hole in the 6th Avenue sidewalk.
Water glittering at the bottom is fantastic.
In the 90-degree sun, was it a mirage in a manhole? The water looks too clean for the city sewer. And it is.
Glimpse of Mineta water.
The Mineta Brook, described in a 1901 New York Times article, was once a placid stream flush with trout and surrounded by dense forest, running from what's now Union Square all the way down to the Hudson.
All of that water had to be rerouted, both the water from the sources and the water from the other springs along the way that added into it.
We're following its new underground route. Steve Duncan is our guide.
So I started out as a historian and found out I'm actually a geographer.
An urban explorer, really.
This was built before the Mineta Brook was put entirely underground. The very first steps were in about 1821 when the city paid somebody to make a wooden culvert for the section that went underneath what's now Washington Square Park.
There were still clues above ground, if you know where to look.
Well, from 13th Street, there are even more potholes than there are in the rest of New York.
And this townhouse on West 9th.
But see this strange angle?
A corner jutting out along what was the Brook's bank.
There are a few places where buildings along this route have water bubbling up from their basements.
Mineta Lane in the village curves along its namesake's path.
What's the point of paying attention to it?
The question on your mind, maybe.
We're dealing with a lot of the same issues today that the city dealt with in the 19th century. And there were these huge investments in infrastructure that allowed the city to become what we know it is today. Because those systems work so well, a lot of times we don't pay attention to them. There's treasure everywhere.